Hi, welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of On This Day in Tudor History. Now, today, the 24th of April, is St. Mark's Eve, so the day before the feast of St. Mark the Evangelist, one of Christ's apostles, and the man who is said to have written the Gospel of Mark. In medieval and Tudor times, St. Mark's Day was the traditional day for praying for fertile land and a good harvest. But how was St. Mark's Eve celebrated? Well, weirdly, it was all about divining the future. Who knows what that has to do with St. Mark, though? In a book called Folklore of Lincolnshire, Susanna O'Neill writes of how St. Mark's Eve was the night for young women to divine who they were to marry. Ladies in North Kelsey would visit the Maiden Well, walking towards it backwards and then circling it three times, still backwards, whilst wishing to see their destined husbands. After the third circling, the girl would kneel and gaze into the spring, where she would supposedly see the face of her lover. Other ways of divining who you were going to marry, according to O'Neill and also Steve Rowd, author of The English Year, included hanging your washed chemise in front of the fire and waiting for a man who'd be your future husband to turn them, setting the table for supper and leaving the door open and waiting to see which man would come and join you, picking grass from a grave at midnight to put under your pillow so that you would then dream of your future beau, sitting in a barn at midnight and waiting for your future lover to walk through the door, and throwing an unbroken apple peel over your shoulder and then seeing whose name it had spelled out when it landed. I can't see that one working. If a man wanted to divine who his future bride would be, then he could visit the local church late on St. Mark's Eve and see whose reflection he could see in the church window at midnight. Still another tradition I found on mostlymedieval.com was for a woman to fast from sunset and then during the night make and bake a cake containing an eggshell full of salt, wheat meal and barley meal. Then she should open the door of her home. Her future lover should come in and turn the cake for her. If you do try any of these methods at home, please, please let me know what happened and if it worked at all. Thank you for joining me. Now, today is also the start of the countdown for the fall of Anne Boleyn, which I did last year here on my YouTube channel using the research from my book, The Fall of Anne Boleyn, A Countdown. So I'm going to give you a link each day in the description of these videos for last year's videos, counting down to Anne Boleyn's execution on the 19th of May. So if you're particularly interested in Anne Boleyn or you just like Tudor history, then do make sure you watch those videos too. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.